Ferien vor. Rosh Hashanah. Yom Nevi'im. Already in a special tkufa. Aborim Yoim. So I can negate the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the, you see the Luchos Shnius, which is the time of Rachmim. The Eidot HaMizrach, the Israelis already tonight are starting to say the Shlichus. If you want to hear, I'm sure you'll hear it. We wait till the week before. We are also already blowing the shofar, which the Rambam already says it's something to get out of day to day mode of behavior. Even though we had such a shofar blow, such a strong shofar blow for months, but unfortunately the HR is smarter than everybody else, and the Yitzhara outsmarts us, and even in situations which naturally arouse us and awaken us, we get used to them also. So now we have a double shofar. The shofar reminds us that our world is in a state of shofar, and like we mentioned that the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch brings that the three different terms that are three different psukim that have Rosh Teves El represents a tshuva tefillah tzedakah. There's Mor Hashem is Lavavcha Lavav Zarecha, that's tshuva. Mor is Lavavcha means to take off that thick coating over your heart that prevents you from reacting properly to things. And the second thing is Anila Doidi Doidi Li, I'm for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah, speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eshbuch is Nafshi, pouring out my soul, myself. Shifri Kamayim Libe, pouring myself out towards Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lashon of the Gemara that brings the Pasuk, Divrei Yomim, of Vayachnil Slibam, Vayisparlu, beginning of tefillah Hachno. Recognizing Hashem is the one who's running the world. That's what tefillah is all about. That's the true reason. So you want to know a true explanation. It's a little hard to hear. But we all have it, so we may as well be honest about it. The real reason why we have such a hard time of concentrating, everyone give you 100 reasons. But the direct reason is because we're not machni ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do not put ourselves in Hashem's hands. Deep down, we really... Or maybe deep down on the surface, we're living our lives in a fashion that we're running our lives. Yes, Hashem is helping us out. He's doing what he's doing. Even if you're going to ask us, yeah, Hashem runs everything. Well, we could say that. It's nice words to say, but the way we feel, the way we live is not that way. Because if we really feel that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our success in life is only dependent on our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have opportunity to speak to him, it would be impossible for us to think about anything other than speaking to him. Now, that's what tefillah is all about. Hachnor. Recognizing that Hashem is above, Hashem is giving everything, and everything happens from him. And the third thing is tzedakah, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. And the Rosh Tevis for tzedakah is ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We said right after tefillah is ish l'reyehu matanis levyonim. Ish l'reyehu matanis levyonim is also Rosh Teves El. The Gemara brings on Stoker and the Pasuk that says that Klal Yisrael should bring themselves to a position of being mekabel b'nei Hashem. And says, the way you make up to Hashem, it's a tzedakah. With tzedakah, I will see you. Because how can I face HaKadosh Baruch Hu if not behaving in the same fashion he behaves to me? Everything I get is with tzedakah. If I don't recognize that, so who am I to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If I recognize that everything I have is from the Tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I want to emulate him, then I'm able to stand in front of him. That's what the Chazal says. By the way, it's a minig toiv, ani tzedek efter for necho, to give Tzedakah before you daven. If you're davening at home, if you have a pushka at home, Tzedakah box, the shuls also have Tzedakah boxes. Before you start, even put a small coin into it, and you can kind of see it. And the end of the pasuk says, "There's El Pesa Oy." An interesting pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Hashem will heal the land. Tshuva Tzvi Tzedakah will heal the land. There's nothing more appropriate now. We're talking about Zayrus, the thing specific about healing the land. The whole land is permeated with this machla, and that's what we need. Means Hashem will take advantage of this. That's a wonderful time. Elo of tshuva, elo tefila, elo tzedaka. Coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we will meet Hashem with this. Have a bit of Royak Zera and the full of the Arid. So we're reading now Rav Volbe. They put together Sefer Mamori and they have up the Shmuzim that he said the month of Elul. So, I don't know if anybody had the sefer, but I'm reading from page Kuf Nun. It says in Brachas, in Oindin is Baal Mitzvah Kevin Rosh. When a person davens, he has to have his head on his shoulders, which is floating around. He should realize it is, or the Shpoch above. I know what he means. He says, how do we know this? He says, if this Hashem be Yidro, Yidro be Oda. Hashem, with Yira, or, and Gilo, be excited, Yirada, with Rada being fear, full of fear. That's that famous statement that we relate to Rosh Hashanah, that's the negate to every tefillah. Gilo, be Rada. What's Gilo, be Rada? What's the difference of being excited and happy with fear? So Amar Rada says, Mokim Gilo, Shamtei Rada. Place where there's Gila, there should be also Ra'oda. Place where there's excitement and happiness, there should also be Ra'oda, that fear. So this is an interesting thing. We're saying that you have to be Spalmet Tov Kevin Rosh, and the pasuk that we're brought bringing for this is Gila Ra'oda. The tefillah has to be Ra'oda. There's also Gila, excitement, happiness. That are the things that make the sachonah the tefillah the success of kovid rosh. Yeah. The Gemara continues a little bit later on and says, "Ein on this Bible, you should not daven if you're sad. Elamitur simcha shel mitzvah." That's one of the reasons why we say Ashrei before Shmar Esrei v'mincha. Ashrei Yeshua said, "How fortunate I am to be able to." Be in the Beis Hashem to Dam Takodish Bohu. That's a simple shul mitzvah. I recognize. If I'm a Yerush Shemayim, then he'll listen to me. Shem Hashem is kol oyavav. If I have Avos Hashem, Hashem will protect me. This is the Ikir of Achana, simple shul mitzvah. So we have the two Achanas, two preparations for Tfilah. Come over now. We're very involved in the Avodah of Tfilah, that Ikir Avodah for Yom Le'goyim. And we have the two preparations. Kovid Rosh. Which is defined as this yira, fear, and the second thing is simcha shel mitzvah. Be happy that I'm able to do this mitzvah. Be excited that I'm able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yoina, he brings on the riff over there, says like this. A person is supposed to be in a state of simcha, always. Especially when he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how fortunate I am. The Yetzer Hara always has this power of converting a good thing into being something not so good. So he says, it's true that Hashem wants us to be in a state of simcha, but if we just have simcha without anything else, that can get perverted and the Yetzer Hara can use that desire for simcha to have other simchas other than the simcha of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha, physical pleasures. And the male will just run after the physical pleasures to have all that, those easy, quick gratification form of simcha. And that's why we have to have this other part of it, of this gila biroda. You have to have a yira to realize I'm full of simcha to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have to be in a state of awe. I'm not by myself. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to uplift myself to retain the simcha. So it is an amazing thing, because by human relations, generally the two don't go together. Either it's simcha or yira. Either I'm in fear or I'm in happiness. A person's afraid of somebody. You have to stand in front of a judge or in front of a powerful person, a person who's testing you, all type of situations. You're not happy about it. It's a high-tension situation. That's in the whole world. The person is misboinen, they got lusay. This is Rabbi Yonah saying. When a person thinks about the greatness of Hashem, and he's in awe, I'm in front of this great being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created this entire world, limited world in its great in its size, all the planets and stars and constellations and galaxies, without Ein Mispo. And then we go another direction down to the unlimited amount of atoms and parts of atoms and all kind of things interacting constantly. And it's an amazing world. And the spiritual part of the world, we don't even see it, but we know it's much greater than all this physical world. So I'm in awe, but then I also have a simcha with the fact that I have the ability to pay attention to this greatness, be able to appreciate this greatness. And more than that, that this greatness is just the beginning. Hashem gave me all the Torah and mitzvahs. And I can make something of this. The animals, each one is part of this amazing world, but the cow is just looking for his grass, and the lion for his deer, and the fish for its, whatever it's looking for, shrimps, whatever it's eating over there, worms, birds for the worms, whatever they're eating. That's what life is all about, just finding their food and going on with life. Human beings are much more than that. Even a guy, he can't comprehend things. He can't ponder and think about the greatness of the world that's around him. Maybe even think about what it's all about. That's all very limited. That's our starting point. From there we go up to a much higher madriga of realizing that I have all this greatness, this wonderful world, to be able to be mekayem the mitzvahs and convert it into an eternal world. That is the biggest simcha. So I start off with that awe of the greatness of Hashem, and it brings me to the simcha that I can do something with it. I can mekayem the mitzvahs, and I can be zeicha to the schar in this world, in the world, be good in the world to come. And this is what the pasuk said, Ivdus Hashem bi yira, boi lefonu benona. You need that yira. Ivdus Hashem bi simcha. You need both. You have to have that yira that puts you in the right position, me in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Together with that, the tremendous simcha that I'm able to take advantage of it and do something with it. And once I have those two things, then I have the game made for me. Because I will take advantage of it. Because you have to be a fool not to take advantage of it if you realize how great this world is and its special opportunity to give just to us. The Mashkech of Volva explained this a little bit more. So the concept of Yira, what is this feeling of fear or awe of something great? That feeling is, I feel there's such a big difference between me and the thing I am observing. In the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a sachako, something that he created, a tiny speck in this gigantic creation. And no matter how much I will think and how intelligent I am, I don't have the intelligence to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's unlimited in his Chochmah. I'm limited. This feeling that I'm a created being by the greater Kodesh Baruch Hu creates this feeling of Yira. There's such a big difference between me and him, such a distance between his greatness and my lack of greatness, or lesser form than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Yira. He's the one, not only is he greater than me, but he's the one who's Mechaya school and he's giving me life. So I'm powerless and he's powerful. Everything's in his hands. That's the feeling of Yira. And I'm totally in the hands of this great being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But together with that, we have something special. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have left the world as a tiny speck in the universe, and he has nothing to do with it. It's just part of the gigantic operation over here that he created. But here's something else. Together with this, I realize that there is the greatness of Hashem. I have, as much as I see the greatness, and it's so unbelievable, but I can't even fathom the greatness. Together with this, with that, I know that Hashem is close to me. He does interact with me. He empowered me to interact with him. I'm the only breed that he did that to. But that's what it is. Here's the Mokam HaSimcha. That I'm so nothing. I'm so dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And with this, he wants to have a kesher with me. That's a very exalting position, an exalting feeling that I have that exalted position. That's the most amazing thing. The greatest king in the world would walk up to me and say, I want to be close with you. That'd be a very big compliment. Well, that's what happens to us every day of our lives. That's what Kosh Baruch is telling us. And that's a tremendous simcha. Once again, I recognize that he's great and I'm so little. But him calls that Yira. The simcha together. And by doing so, if I have that picture clear, then I'll always be in a state of happiness, but I won't let that happiness drag me to just give up my relation with Hashem for the Tanugi Olam Hazeh, pleasures of Olam Hazeh that are not connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So that's why we need both. See the whole world in the proper proportion. Yeah. So Dafka, before we start the tefillah, we have to organize our head. We have hundreds, thousands of thoughts floating around in our minds, all kind of desires and wills. And if we're not misadder them, then here's an interesting thing. This idea of being nimshachach tanugi olam hazeh. Daven, I'm not going to just walk away from the davening and run after a piece of steak or some other pleasure. But there is something about davening is, where is my mind set at when I am davening? Is my mind focused on all those Olam Hazeh things? Or is my mind focused on this wonderful opportunity to interact with the greater Kodesh Baruch Hu? And that's why we need this Kovid Rosh and the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, these two things, as a serious demeanor, the Yira, to the other way, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Because if I don't, there's no chance for my tefillah. My mind was so preoccupied with all those physical things and endeavors and drives and aspirations, I won't be able to concentrate on my tefillah. I won't be able to talk to Hashem. I'll be too busy thinking about how I can do this and how I can do that. Now I protect myself from this one and how to succeed in another thing. That's basically my Olam Hazeh mind frame. And here, Adarabah, before I start my conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, try to put things in the right perspective. So there's something we could do before starting Shemoneh Esrei. Wait a few seconds or pay attention to what we're saying a few seconds beforehand. Because every tefillah has an introduction that really does put us in that mind frame. Whether it be the Ashrei that we say, and we say those psukim at the end of Ashrei, Kor Hashem Chol Kor Chol Sheikru V'Emes, Hashem is close to the ones who call him out. Ratzonya Rav Yasser. He'll do the Ratzon of the Reyev. So who knows, this Nakuda that generates the Simcha is there by saying this. Hashem is going to do and listen to my tefillahs. Just I have to be a Reyev. I have to be Oyavov. I have to be something that is in awe of him. Have that Koivet Rosh and realize that this is what life is all about. And then I'm ready to daven. And Shachas and Meir, we don't say Asher immediately before the davening, we do talk about the Geula, which is also something that reminds us of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. He did the miracles of Jesus in Mitzrayim, take us out of Mitzrayim. Yeah, the Mashgiach brings another pasuk. V'duyei Hashem Yeshuva Nuvoi Letzion Berina V'Simcha Soin L'Man Roisham. The redeemed nation of Hashem is going to eventually come back to Tzion, the tremendous eternal Simcha. Sosan V'Simcha Yasigo V'Nosu Yogam Anocho. Famous pasuk we say. Some of us say it every Motzei Shabbos. And we'll be full of Simcha and all the pain and anguish will run away. Simchas Oilam Al Roshim. He says, it doesn't say even Simchas Oilam in the leaf, in the heart, Al Roshim. So this is the highest Madrega of Simcha. It's even higher than Simchas Aleif. When Shabbos says that there are two crowns that Klal Yisrael got when they said Nasa V'Nishma. And after the Chet Egel, they lost those crowns. He says the Simchas Olam HaRoshim means those crowns. When it comes to what does a crown do? It's a piece of metal that's very valuable, with precious stones on it. What it does for the person, is the crown surrounds his skull, his head, which his brain is inside of. It's basically focusing his mind on his greatness. The crown is the crown of the king. My mind is totally focused, totally surrounded by the crown. There's nothing else in my life but other than being royal, regal. And that's the natural state of Klal Yisrael, a regal nation, because we're the princes. The Mamleches Koinim Egei Kodesh V'Kodesh Bohu Banum Hashem Elokeinu. To get to that Madrega, that my mind is totally focused, totally surrounded with this royal greatness that we have, and the royalty of us is by being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something we're going to get less in love with. Now our brain is scattered. It's not focused on anything, unfortunately. And as we go deeper into goals, it gets more and more scattered together with the rest of the world. We have that information glut. It's just throwing at us things nonstop. Can't focus on anything. Come on, let's learn. But that's our goal. To try to at least take some time in the course of the day. I say that all those things are important. Even I can write down all those things are important. I can look at it. Okay, very good. Important. Now I want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I want to be focused. Now I want to have a certain bechina upon him of a tremendous sense of realizing that I'm great. Hashem wants to interact with me. Yeah. So, Kopanim, this is what we're yearning for. And the Etzem, a lot of the Avodah in Rosh Hashanah is all about that Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be revealed. When the Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be revealed, also our Machas will be revealed. Because we are the ones that are being Meis Nefesh to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout history. So this is the time. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That's the month we're involved in right now. The month of Elul. The month that I can proclaim Ani l'doidi. I recognize Hashem as my doid, my beloved doid. Ani l'doidi. And if I show and I feel that way, that I want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a few more seconds before I start my Shemoneh Esrei and say, try to put extra effort, to have more kavana, to be excited about the fact I can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. even if I'm not fully successful, even a little bit more than usual, but I made a concerted effort. Look into the city. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Then we're showing Hashem and Ila Doidin. Hashem's going to show us Doidin. I'm going to be for you. Shalom Yisrael, a very uplifting month. Month of great Yeshuas. Of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, together with the Yira, to be focused on what the true Simcha is. And with this, to bring ourselves closer to the Simchas Ulam Al Roshim. To have that Simcha on our heads, with those crowns on our heads. Totally focused to the beauty of our beings and the greatness of ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Uvracha.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shalom, Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.